Welcome back to another edition of Never Trust a Skinny Cook, joined by Miss Sammy Quiggins. How are we doing today?
Well, I'd say pretty good today. Not pretty and not good, but here.
Well, last week we talked a little bit about chili, and we got through a lot of it, but there were a couple other things I guess we wanted to touch on before we, I guess, we closed the pot on chili. One of the things I guess we left open, there's no good two ways. Everybody has their way they want chili, as we talked about last week. I think the area we didn't touch was beans versus no beans.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's a lot of people that say no beans, and my ex-sister-in-law used to run her beans through the processor and then put them in the chili so that the kids didn't know they were there because they didn't like beans. But I like the beans in it.
I guess also I'm not a great where I discovered chili a little later in life. I'm just not a bean person. I guess to the point that also Shanna will basically just do a little separate pot of beans off to the side because I think her daughter is a bean person. She'll just put the beans in. She makes then I'll just have the plain gray chili with it as well. So again, it goes back to what we said earlier. Everyone has a different taste with chili, to the pasta, to what you put in, to the cheese, the Cincinnati style, the Texas style. Every way is a different way to do chili.
It is. It is. And that's your choice. You know, it's hard to give a recipe for chili. As I told you all last week, I didn't give you a recipe because it's what you like in it and how much you're going to make. I mean, you know, you might make a little saucepan of it and you might make a pressure canner of it, which I've practically done. But how do you feel about the pasta?
You kind of walked through it a little bit. I mean, you talked about your chili last week, so that sort of halfway goes to a recipe. I guess I'm no beans, pasta, I guess, as long as there is pasta, I guess. Most of what I've had has been the spaghetti angel hair pasta, but macaroni probably the same effect as well. Get some crackers, ground it up, and put it in there. Just, I guess, like you said, everybody has a different taste to it. Now, one, I don't particularly care for. I haven't tried it. It just doesn't appeal to me, but I know a lot of people do, and maybe you want to talk a little more about it, is white chili.
Yes, I really like the white chili. You haven't tried it, so you don't know it, whether you like it or not. I found out through life, I ask people, they say, oh, I can't stand so-and-so. And I say, have you ever tasted it? And they say, no. And I know some things look, texture you don't like or the look of them you don't like.
So talk about white chili a little bit.
Okay, the first night it was a restaurant in Louisville, was Timothy's. And I went home and, you know, devised my own. Well, not too long after that, Timothy's recipe was in the paper. So I had his exact one. But I really have not used the exact one in 2 months, because you know how I am about that. But and there's really an easy way to make the white chili, but I'll tell you the way I made it first.
Okay.
First, it had AB beans in it, white beans. Mm-hmm. And so I took the dried white beans, and I took some chicken and boiled the chicken or stewed it or simmered it. And then I put the beans, I let the beans soak so they'd soften. Then I put them in that chicken broth and cooked them. And then after they were cooked, I put in some onion and various spices. But you want to put some cumin, which is a chili tasting thing. And I cut up that chicken and put in it and put those spices. I know I used some oregano. And I don't have his recipe in front of me, but he uses several herbs. And I put oregano and cumin, but the cumin is the thing that makes it taste like chili, really. And I didn't put any, you don't put any pasta in that.
Right.
And then I topped it with some cheese if I wanted to, or I like salsa on it, a big spoonful of salsa on white chili, because I like salsa and you know, Spanish-type food really well. But if you want to do easy, you know how I am. I'm always giving you all these easy. And my sister doesn't agree with me, but I've made it quite a few times that way. You know, the canned chicken you get is much better now. I bought canned chicken years ago, and it was kind of like dog food. But I have gotten good canned chicken, and I think it's available here. I've gotten it at Costco quite a few times. But I think the brands that here in Hardinsburg. Mm-hmm. You take that canned chicken and you buy those cans of navy beans, mm-hmm. and you start out from there. And you need some chicken broth. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, you know, if you don't cook your chicken, if you use a canned chicken, you need to put in a can of chicken broth. And then let that put your spices just like you would. Your cumin and your oregano. And I can't remember if there's any others or not. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell a whole lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. I guess the key thing, and you said it before, is either in the case of the regular chili and chili powder, and as you say, with the white chili, the cumin sort of makes a difference. Because again, the idea, even though it's named chili, it does, the idea is supposed to have maybe a little bit of a kick to it.
Well, it does. And you, if you want to, you could put a little bit of red pepper in it, mm-hmm. or a little jalapeno, if that's mm-hmm. is your thing. I kind of think I have made it when I was growing little peppers outside. You know, when you grow peppers,
right.
you have, and I would take a jalapeno and take the seeds out, because that's where the real heat is. But put a slice of a jalapeno and put in. But I mean, I like hot stuff, and some people would not want that. Mm-hmm.
I guess the hot stuff is more, the hot chili really is out in Texas. You know, of course, they also don't do pasta out there. I think theirs is meat, tomato sauce, and then whatever spice they can throw in to make it hot chili out there.
Well, and I like my chili that I make here. I like it pretty hot. I always use chili powder, mm-hmm. that's hot chili powder. I have used every kind, but I'll use one that, I don't use the weak one.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a,
right.
Some places, if you buy a lot of, if you see a lot of spices, they'll have regular chili powder, hot chili powder, mild chili powder, this chili powder and that. And I've used a little bit of all of them. And, but I like it kind of hot. And Chuck always puts Tabasco in his. And he'll even put Tabasco in the other chili. And I consider it hot enough. But that you could do that to add a little heat to that. Mm-hmm. And I'll look up and see what Timothy's, mm-hmm. what others, if he puts some other herbs and, mm-hmm. you know, things in it. But really, I have just put those two things. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was spicy enough. Mm-hmm. Cumin has a little heat to it.
I guess we've kind of talked ourselves out of chili here. Of course, while you said you didn't give a recipe per se, you sort of gave a recipe there. If anyone wants to talk with you about, I guess, the chili, maybe contribute their own recipe, what they do for chili, just want to, I guess, chew the fat with you on chili, how's the best way they can go about that?
Oh, they can call me. You know, I love to talk, and I like to hear other people's recipes and what they do. I mean, I have gleaned a lot of my recipes have come from friends and people that I talked to about something. But anyway, SammyQ@bbtel.com. But I really don't mind if you call me. It's 668-4279, because I'll always have time to talk to you. If I don't have time, I call you back. Or if I don't answer, leave a message on the voicemail and I'll get back with you.
Very good, then. As always, Miss Sammy, thank you for the time here. Thank everybody for listening. And until next Wednesday at this same time.
Oh, never trust that skinny cook.